And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Mexa. And we got the guys from Katmai, which is really just
is
so
awesome.
Exciting to me to talk about this place because I love this place. Bob, Jeff, and Rob. Jeff's on the line. He's the head guide at Katmai, talking fishing. And, of course, Bob is the pilot and general manager. And Rob just likes going fishing there.
Right? Feeling, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah, he just knows a lot about the place. And we'll call him the ombudsman
of
Katmai for sure. Having a good time talking fishing and giving away a couple of phenomenal prizes.
Yeah, if you didn't hear that, two great prizes at the end of the show today. First of which, pair of tickets going to Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. What a cool deal. And then in addition to that, tickets to go fishing on the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Really good fishing going on right now. Great sculpin. Rockfish opener right around the corner. There's been good bass fishing to be had. So, again, tickets to Fred Hall Show. Tickets to going on the Daily Double. Going to be a great time.
And for if you, two lucky winners.
That's each going to win that.
Yeah, each going to win that. And, of course, the Long Beach the tickets for the Fred Hall Show in the Long Beach Convention Center, March 2nd through the 6th. And just a little bit away.
There. Yeah, you got it. So two prize packs containing both of those prizes at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get your opportunity, or better yet, your opportunity to talk to the boys about Katmai, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, local line 858-457-1090 or toll free 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Both lines open right now. That's your chance to get through.
There you go. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Brian, and he's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Brian.
Morning, guys. Enjoying the show.
Thanks, Brian.
I had a question. I mean, I don't know exactly where the location of the lodge is. I just had a couple. One is, are there any saltwater fishing opportunities at all, say for like black cod and halibut? And as far as it sounds like the salmon are in the river, what's the difference between the quality as far as table fare between the salmon that you get in the ocean and what you get over in the river?
Well, they actually were in the Bristol Bay drainage. If you're familiar with Bristol Bay, where the deadliest catch guys are, they basically, all the fish just swim underneath their boat and come up the river, our river. So anyways, the difference is we're located about 20 miles from the entrance or the mouth of the river. And as the fish come up the river, they're pretty much still ocean fish. They've only been in fresh water for about 6 or 7 hours. So they're about as chrome as the chrome gets.
Really?
Now, if you stay in, you could go to Katmai, and if you wanted to do a saltwater thing out of King Salmon, are there saltwater operations that you could go fishing for a couple days in saltwater up there too?
No, not out of King Salmon.
Not out of King Salmon.
It's not a halibut place. We offer, actually what we've done is we've hooked up with a halibut fishery over in
Nanilchek?
No, it's not.
Homer?
It's by Homer, in that area.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And basically, we'll set you up with a halibut fisher.
So you could do a side trip, which I would certainly encourage people to do a side trip while you're up there. I mean, while you're up in the great part of Alaska out of Anchorage there, you want to see other things. Like, for example, this before our trip to Katmai this year, there's a part of the group we're going to take the train from Anchorage to Denali National Park to hopefully see Mount McKinley and stay in Denali for two nights and then take the train back, which is supposed to be unbelievable. The train is supposed to be an incredible scenic experience. It's like a six-hour train ride up to Denali. It's supposed to be a really great experience. So we're doing a little side trip for 3 days on that. You could do a side trip over to Homer and then go Homer to King Salmon and then go do the Katmai thing. So there's a multitude of options that you could do if you wanted to do some of the other Alaska experiences.
You're going to love that trip, Pete. Before I started guiding at Katmai, I worked for Princess Tours on that train through Denali Park. You're going to be very happy with that choice.
Really?
That's cool.
All right. Mm-hmm. And that's something you do right out of Anchorage, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it was something, we set it up through Cast Tours, which was kind of
really?
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Castman set the whole thing up for
I believe
us.
It.
So, very, very nice. So, anyway, that's, you know, lots of different options if you go do that, but I would certainly encourage you to put this place on your list because it's one of the great places on earth to go fishing.
I want to see the freight train eating the mouse. Like, that's me. That's me all over.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, so rad.
Spectacular.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, with that, let's find out what's going on the water. Our fishdope.com report is coming your way from the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Happy birthday there, Mr. Hansen.
Well, thank you very much, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Pete, how are you guys today?
Happy birthday, Dave.
Good. How are you, 20 years old today?
25,
yeah, kind of like that. Kind of like that.
Well, happy birthday.
54 today, but that's okay.
Dave,
I feel 20.
There you go. I also want to throw out, while we're throwing out happy birthday wishes, to my buddy Bill Boyce. Bill Boyce turns the big 6-0.
Oh, happy birthday, BB.
So happy birthday, BB. We'll see him, of course, at the Fred Hall shows. But indeed, he joined the club.
Nice. I'm out to breakfast right now with Todd Manson and his son Tanner and Van, and we're having a nice breakfast here at IHOP before we go over to that place we got to go to today.
Oh, okay. Cool.
All right. But, hey, guys, I wanted to talk about, there's a bunch of cool stuff going on right now. First of all, diesel fuel's down to somewhere between 140 and 160 a gallon, which is, well, I don't remember the last time we saw it that low. So
awesome.
There's a big reason to go fishing. You gotta go because I don't know when, and go fill your boats up at the fuel docks right now because I don't know when you're gonna see this price again. And then over at San Clemente Island, guys, I know some guys that are over there this week. That whole front side of the island is full of that 5-6 pound bonita. And mixed in with that bonita is that 5 to 10 pound yellow all over the front side of the island. And then if you want to slide in along the shallower water, it's really good calico bass fishing on the bigger sardines. And then I heard Brian Woolley talking a little bit ago about the anchovies at Dana Point. That turned that bass fishing like incredible. That red crab moved out. You take a handful of that anchovy and throw it on any kelp up or down from Dana Point, and the bass explode on it. If you look on the fish count yesterday, Dana Wharf released 258 calico bass. That's how phenomenal the bass fishing is right now at Dana Point because of that anchovies. It just turned the whole thing on. So all I can suggest, guys, is that whether there's no rain in sight, El no-no, El no-go, El Nino, don't think so. I think you need to get out and go fishing. Like I heard Rick saying before, someone's going to stumble into those yellows down there off the box the next few days. The weather's going to be spectacular. The price of fuel's low. There's absolutely no reason to not go fishing.
No kidding, man. It's on. And you know when it's really going to be on, Dave?
Yeah, as soon as we all move into that Fred Hall show.
That's it, man. That's it, for sure. March 2nd through the 6th, that's when it's really going to be on. But, well, that's okay. We'll be all there for you. We're doing the live broadcast. And Dave, you're going to be there too, right?
Yeah, I'll be speaking twice a day there, twice a day, every day at 2 o'clock and then every afternoon at 5 o'clock.
Dave, I'll give Dave credit. Dave's one of the hardest working guys when it comes to Fred Hall Show because we're always in there the second that they let us in the building to start setting up our booth. And I always see Dave in there, like, right off the bat getting things going. It's one of our rituals to, you know, here we go again, you know, morning of, as soon as the setup starts. So I'll look forward to seeing you up there, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That day's a big day for me because I'm going to go lay that carpet for the Akuma booth, and then I'm jumping on a 44 Pacifica and flying over to Catalina to Hoopnet, and then the opening day of Rock God, and then get back in and be back at the show on the 2nd.
Wow, that's busy, man. That's busy. Well, hey, well, tell Todd I said hi, and you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you next Sunday, and happy birthday.
All right. Thank you very much, Tanner, man. Let's go eat.
All right, thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that. All right, one line open. You want to get through, here's your chance. 877-792-1090. Open right now.
Mikey in El Cajon, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I got a question for the guest. Once I've seen a movie, a river runs through it, I've been always wanting to do that fly fishing. So I was looking at a magazine, and they had one. It was called a St. Croix. I'm not familiar with their fly rods. So I'm trying to get some info from the guest. What will be some of the top brands that I should look for in choosing a fly rod? Is there a certain length I should go with?
Go ahead.
And on the fly rod reels, what are the top brands? And then when I go out, when I want to book a trip to the Katmai, how much experience should I get on that fly rod before I would book a trip to even attempt something like that?
Very good question. Yeah.
I'll take that, Jeff.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
Sure. I guess the question I'd have for you is what are you going to plan to fish for with this fly rod? I mean, are you going to ocean fish? Are you going to river fish, trout? You have any idea?
I like to get something that I could use in the salt water if I ever want to go fishing in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But I want something that will work. And, you know, like if I go out to Katmai, go into those rivers or whatever you guys, wherever you go up there, or should I be looking to get two different rods, you know, for different applications?
Oh, don't worry. Once you buy one, you'll buy another one.
That's
and then another
thing.
One, and then another one. No, you know, I would probably suggest a 9-foot rod for length. The reason I say that is as you get longer and longer in length, they make them 10, 12 feet, you lose a little bit of the power in it a little bit, you know, the way that the rod bends. A 9-foot rod seems to be the nice, easiest, most forgiving length. I'd suggest you also buy the rod in a 4-piece rod for travel instead of a 2-piece rod. I'm not even sure you can buy 2-piece fly rods anymore. But and as far as the brand goes, you know, there's a lot of really good companies right now that are making some nice rods that aren't going to break the bank. You mentioned St. Croix. Those rods are made in Wisconsin, and they're great rods, and they have a nice price point where you're getting a quality product, you know. We use all Loomis up at Katmai, and you know, obviously they're awesome. I mean, they're a great rod. As far as, I guess what I would say as far as going to buy a setup is I'd go to a place that's a pretty large shop, fly shop, and I'd just cast a bunch of them.
No, okay.
Because they all make them different speeds of being the way they bend, and depending on, you know, whatever feels good to you, you know. And right. And reel-wise, we're using a reel called a 3-tan up there right now, and I'll tell you what, if you were to tell me that there's a better reel for the price, you'd have to prove it to me.
And what weight fly rod are you recommending for the people coming to Katmai, or what are you putting in their hands?
Well, for that ocean fishing like this gentleman's talking about and our salmon fishing up there, I would suggest an 8-weight.
Okay. And what about the trout fishing?
We use 6-weights up there. You can get away with 5s. If it's a little windy, a 6-weight helps quite a bit.
Gotcha.
You know, and we're running pretty much all floating lines right now. So,
yeah.
But I would say my advice would be go to your local shop that's got a bunch of different brands of rods, or go to a few different shops and just cast them.
Yeah.
And find one that you feels good in your hand and that you like. And then to answer the second part of your question about how much time do you need to spend with the fly rod before you get up there, you know, obviously the more the merrier as far as time spent. But if you just were to buy it and come up, our guides are all very happy to and very good at teaching.
And the best education is on the river. Let me tell you, you will be. You don't need to be proficient to catch a big fish at Katmai, right, Jeff?
No, you're absolutely right, Pete. You know, one of the things too is that with these casting, you know, teachers and teaching how to cast, it's all well and good. But when you come to Katmai and you're getting casting instruction, you're also getting fish fighting instruction and hooking fish instruction, because you don't have to throw it halfway across the river to catch one up there. A novice angler who wants to learn how to use a fly rod can still catch, even if they maybe never even picked one up before.
Yeah,
that's right.
And coming shortly, Mike, I'm going to tell you about the double haul ball coming up in March that the Federation of Fly Fishers is coming up, and that might be an opportunity for you too there. So thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, let's find out what's going on the water, because I know there's some good fishing to be had. We got Captain Mark Gillette on the line from the Eclipse. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great.
Great.
I want to know what's going on the Eclipse.
Oh, well, we just got back in this morning here to C4 Sport Fishing from a 2.5-day trip. We left early to get down to San Martin Island. And our first day at San Martin Island was pretty tough. Not going to lie. Limits of wind and tough conditions, and We didn't catch a whole lot, but we made up for it yesterday at Colnett. It was really good fishing at Colnett on that good grade yellowtail. And then we had some of the best rockfish fishing that we've seen down there this year. To complete our afternoon, it was really, really good fishing down there. So limits of wind at San Martin the first day, and we made up for it yesterday at Colnett. So, you guys want to get on these trips here to Colnett? We'll be running them through March. Got some trips either on Seaforth Landing's website or on Eclipse Sport Fishing website. So,
and I understand what we got
going on down here for the Eclipse.
I understand the grade of yellowtail is really nice down there at Colnett right now, huh, Mark?
It is, and I really suggest that, you know, that folks have their heavier jigs with them. There's been a lot of current. I use, like I said before, I don't even fish 40-pound. It's, you know, we use our 65 or 80-pound Spectra or braided line, whatever you guys use, and then I top shot it with 50-pound or 60-pound. I straight broke one off yesterday on 50-pound.
Whoa.
So. They're nice grade fish. We've got some, our pictures will be up on our website here, and our Facebook page here shortly. But yeah, you want to come prepared with 50 and 60 pounders, your top shot. You know, the yellowtail sees that 6X, you know, or 6X junior going through the water, and it's a reaction strike. So, you know, they're pretty voracious when they're on it.
Well, how do we go fishing with you on the Eclipse, Mark?
Yeah, you can just call us in our office, or just call, or just get on Seaforth Landing or Eclipse Sport Fishing webpage. And a quick other announcement, guys, that we do have the Commander going up to Long Beach Sport Fishing. It'll be going up there for a rockfish opener. So folks out there looking to get on, we'll have our schedule up here midweek. But we got some really cool and exciting stuff for the Commander this year, including 12 passenger trips during the weekdays. So you guys want to get that. And then our newest captain aboard there is going to be, for the spring at least, is going to be Captain Josh Walton, is be helping us out here while our other guy, Steve, is in the transition to domesticated life.
Oh. Hey, Mark, I want to also say that you're going to be at the Fred Hall Long Beach show, and you're going to offer those special deals you always offer?
Yes, we are going to have, we will be at the show. We got a new booth. Everybody can come by and check out the new booth. Yeah, we're going to have daily specials every day, and they'll be posted on our Facebook page. So you guys can come by and then see, you know, say hi, see what we've got. And we'd love to just see everybody and say hi. We're excited. So what's it, like a week away? I mean, we're getting close, aren't we?
A week and a half.
It's
indeed.
On.
Yeah, March 2nd. All right, Mark. Thanks a lot for that, and way to get them. Appreciate the call
thanks,
this
guys.
Morning.
Have a good morning.
All right. Bart Hall, what's for breakfast?
Well, my grandson's still over, so his favorite thing is Spam, so we're having Spam on Friday.
Ah, very nice.
You know, I'm loving the show, and you got me thinking. You know, I've never been to Katmai Lodge, but my mother and father did a long time ago, probably way before Bob, Jeff, or Rob were involved. And my dad always raved about fishing the Alagnac River. So you got my juices flowing today.
Oh, I'm telling you, Bard. You got a hook.
That's nice to hear.
Disappointed.
And you know, I'm just sitting here thinking, isn't this the perfect storm for you guys? If all these listeners out there listening to you getting excited, and then they get to turn around, and then we can come meet you in person.
Absolutely.
This is the hammer and the nail right there.
Can't get any better than that.
We're looking forward to talking to you. Come see us at the Fred Hall Show.
Well, you know, you got me thinking that, you know, I don't eat salmon down here in restaurants. It's not that I don't like salmon. I will cook it myself. I have some recipes that I like. But you get spoiled. You go on one of those fly-out trips, and your guide, you catch a salmon, your guide cleans it and cooks it right there, and you eat it. It's really hard to go to a restaurant and eat salmon.
Spoils you for trying to order it on a plate down here.
Boy, it sure does. Anyway, I just want to say how much I've enjoyed the show, and I look forward to seeing you guys at the show.
All right, and you look forward to having you on the show next Sunday, right? Live from the Long Beach Convention Center.
I'm scared for that, but I'm glad for the show.
Yeah, we're have fun.
You and Elby, my last moment of peace for a while.
All right,
see you, Bart.
Appreciate good that day, call bye. This morning. All right, phones are packed, Rick. Not a line open in the building, so let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it, man. How about we jump right back in? Talk to Steve, who's calling us from L.A. this morning. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Steve?
Morning.
I got a question about the salmon run up there. I know nothing about salmon. I am a inner-city trout fisherman. So you tell me, what point of the salmon run do I want to be up in Alaska?
Jeff?
You know, if any time in July and August, we have great salmon fishing. You know, the way I usually ask people is if you have to come and you're interested in catching a king salmon, you have to be there in July because it's closed in August. But from the first week of July to the last week of August, it's going to be good salmon fishing no matter when you come. It's just what kind of salmon are you going to be fishing for? You know, we have weeks that typically are busier than others, but I got to say, when my guys come from Michigan, I tell them, you know, to come any week in July and any week in August, and they'll love it.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool. And here's
the only limiting thing is that whether or not you want to catch that king, and if that's the case, you got to come in July.
In July. Here's the unusual thing about the Alagnak. Not all rivers in Alaska have all five species of Pacific salmon. The Alagnak has all five species of Pacific salmon, right, guys?
That's correct.
Yeah, very
and
unusual.
And you know, Pete, you're right. That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
That's absolutely what keeps us fishing all year round without any sort of downtime in the season.
Plus the Dolly Varden, plus the trout, plus the grayling.
How does the water even get in there? There's so much fish in there. But that's why all the wildlife is there, right? They're all eaten.
There's a reason.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, one of the cool things, too, is like, okay, you've seen your limit of bears for the day. You've seen your limit of bald eagles for the day. You've seen your limit of river otters for the day. And then all of a sudden, this giant moose starts crossing right in front of you. I mean, it's like,
so
oh,
cool.
Man. Okay.
That's so cool.
This is like cool. And then you go catch a giant trout.
Got to be one of those things where your camera is flipping around your shoulder just as often as your fishing rod is. Kind of nice. That's rad.
And don't forget about the wolves.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. Timberwolves, right? Yeah,
that's right.
And, yeah.
You know, Pete, something that's different probably from the last time you were there, and Bob put this thing together, is that we all have cameras now, digital cameras, and we're as guides, and we're taking pictures of everything all day long, nonstop. You don't even hardly know we're taking them, fish and everything else. So at the end of the week, you get a little hard drive deal of every picture shot at the camp for the entire week out of every group.
Not only yourself, but the whole group. Everybody is there that week.
People you've met.
Great call.
Up there, all the camaraderie. You go home, you watch it, you keep in touch. And then we play it every night on a TV in the main lodge like a slideshow.
Yeah.
What a great idea that is. That's an awesome
idea. Yeah, she can go up there, have a cocktail, and, you know, all the fishermen go up there, and you hey, there's my fish, and you're talking about the different fish that you caught during the day. And
give your buddy a hard time because it wasn't really a 28-inch.
Right, right.
And you might not see the wolf, but your friend did.
Your friend did. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah. What a great idea. Good one. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Steve.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook-Up coming your way, more of this great information, and we're going to talk to Jim Holden, talk some friends Zorallo, lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all included. Exclusive and offer old world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
Brace yourself for the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four strokes. They're lighter, faster, stronger, smarter, and they're innovation award winners. These intimidating V6 300, 250, and 225 horsepower predators are engineered to be offshore tough. Still, Yamaha's lightweight design makes these outboards up to 73 pounds lighter than 300 horsepower competitors. They're also faster and smarter than their peers, up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM. Add all that to a powerful, class-leading 4.2 liters of big bore V6 displacement, and you have a definite competitive advantage. And now, these offboards are available with the advanced precision of Helmmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Power, precision, efficiency, reliability, the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four strokes. They're miles ahead of the competition and they're at a dealer near you. Meet them today at your local Yamaha dealer. Helmmaster available with V6 is purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
Thank you.
Have you ever wanted to fly fish? Talking fly fishing here. Katmai Lodge, along with other things. And have you heard about fishing in saltwater? Yes, the Big Blue Pond where the sun sets every day. Well, Double Haul Ball is coming up, and this will be your best opportunity to learn. Come to the historic Long Beach Casting Club on Saturday, March 12th, for a full day of instruction on everything you need to explore the coast of Southern California with a fly rod. It's located at 5201 East 7th Street in Long Beach, and they have demos for cast, tie flies, and target all the species that inhabit our local surf throughout the year. Learn about gear you'll need and how to use it. Get casting lessons, enjoy live music, par avion at noon, and followed by the best-selling author and conservationist Captain Charlie Moore, who'll be speaking on plastics in the ocean. Everyone is welcome, and it's only a $5 donation at the door to benefit marine nonprofit Alleganta.org. Again, if you've ever wanted to learn to fly fish in the surf, and the surf fishing, fly fishing is incredible here in Southern California, you need to go to the Double Haul Ball. It's on Saturday, March 12th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Long Beach Casting Club. Check it out.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
For East Cape fishing, Genrin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenrin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, big part of the Fred Hall shows, of course, is Friends of Rollo and the major fundraiser that Friends of Rollo does for taking kids fishing. We have director Jim Holden on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Well, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing Jim? Great. Doing great. Tell us about what's going on at Fred Hall for Friends of Rollo.
Okay. Hey, we got a lot of cool things going on this year. First, the annual raffle ticket, outstanding prizes this year, cool destination trips, 10-day long range on the Royal Polaris, 5-day on the Shogun, an escape out to Rancho Leonardo, journeyman sports fishing, 5,000 in jewelry from John Petty, $500 Turner's Outdoorsman gift card, fishing trip with Benny Florentino, and it just goes on and on and on. There's so many cool gifts. And, guys, I tell you, I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who supports Friends of Rollo at the Fred Hall Show and buys a raffle ticket. The collective results from all the tickets we sell at this show helps us get more and more kids out. And we are just so grateful for all the support from all the individuals buying tickets and then, people from the industry. I mean, the Fred Hall, Bart, offering these spots. The spin the wheel deal that we do is, the people driving that is Mike Lum and Tim Baker, where throughout the year they're gathering all kinds of goodies. So when you go up and spin that wheel to catch some cool stuff, the efforts they put into it, I'm just really grateful for that.
It is incredible, and again, major fundraiser. And only a $10 ticket can win you one of these incredible prizes that we're giving away. And the cool thing is there are lots of big prizes this year. lots of big prizes. Tons of winners.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
And so Howard Coolidge right now, who does our scheduling for the trips from San Diego on up to San Francisco, all up and down the coast, he's busy doing that for the, you know, upcoming trips for the summer, where we're busy raising money to pay for these trips, okay?
You bet.
So
well,
in
Jim,
addition to Fred Hall, we also have Tuna Wars in June.
Right.
That is rapidly filling up. We've got three of the captains coming out from the Wicked Tuna Show. Captain Dave Marciano, that boat is sold out on the Eclipse with Captain Mark Gillette. We've got three spots left on the Cortez with Captain Jim Hughes with Captain Paul Hebert. So three spots left on that. And then eight spots left on the Tribute with Captain Mike Pritchard with Dave Carrero.
Dave Carrero.
Oh, very
Tuna.com.
Cool.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have Paul Hebert on the show. He'll be at Del Mar. He won't be at Long Beach. He'll be in Del Mar, and then we'll have him on the show here during the Del Mar show.
It's going to be fun.
In the studio here. So we'll be talking. But you better jump on those spots because they're not going to last. And, Jim, how do we get more information, find more out about Friends of Rollo other than buying tickets at the Fred Hall show?
Yeah, hey, you just go to the website, www.rollokids.org. You can go there. You can see the information on Tuna Wars. You can see how you can purchase raffle tickets right now if you care to do so prior to the show and upcoming events.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Jim Holden.
You bet.
Friends
and
of Rollo.
Also,
thanks.
And also real quick, today I'm out at Bass Pro Shop. Friends of Rollo for the first time is staffing their catch and release pond.
Wow. So very nice.
Yeah. It's from 12 to 5 today. And then they do a cool thing. They have a spring fishing classic that they've been doing for the past 2 weeks where they gather used tackle, rods, reels, anything that's, you know, functional. Then the people get a discount in the store for doing that. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, Friends of Rollo gets all this equipment that we turn around and then sell day at the docks on April 17th.
There you go. And awesome. All it is taking kids fishing. Thanks a lot, Jim. Appreciate the report on Friends of Rollo. We'll see you at the show. Appreciate that very much.
Brian and Wildemar, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Brian, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Hey, Brian.
I just wanted the guys to share their experience on traveling with your gear. If you're going to bring a couple of reels, I understand rods and travel rods and tubes. I understand that. But the reels, they're different, you know, flying to Alaska than flying to Mexico. So just their experience.
Guys?
Well, if you're actually coming up to our lodge, we obviously have everything there that you possibly need, but a lot of guys like to have their own reels and rods with them. So we do recommend you just have a breakdown rod, like a four-piece.
In
a two-piece, if you can get, you know.
In a tube.
In the tube, absolutely. In the tubes that they come. You know, most rods, when they sell you them, they come with the tubes
already.
And I usually don't even check those through. I just carry them on through the security and bring them and put them in the overhead. I don't bother sticking them in my bag and then let the rampers down there start tearing them apart.
Well, new regulations now on the airlines, they don't let you bring tubes on the planes anymore.
They don't.
No, you have to check them now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
they don't allow rods or rod tubes in the overheads anymore. That they changed that rule. I don't know what made them change that, but you can't do it anymore. You have to check it.
As far as the reels go, I have a reel bag that I just put in with my bag that I'm checking. If you don't have a padded reel bag, I would say just, you know, put your reel in around your socks or something like that, where you can keep it safe and just check it in with your luggage.
Yeah.
The beauty of a fly reel is you can take two or three of them and it doesn't take up a whole lot of room.
No big deal.
Not like bringing a 50 wide.
But if you're going to Katmai, you don't need to bring anything. Again, I have really nice fly rods and fly reels. I don't bring anything, I bring a rod and a reel, all right? I'll fess up.
I'm going to get way too much of the gear guy tonight.
What really ends up happening is I use their stuff because all set up for.
That's correct.
Because it's not just, it's the rigging that makes the difference, right, Jeff?
Yeah. And, you know, the thing, too, is that we have enough information on our website there at katmai.com to let you know so you bring the right stuff.
Yeah. Bring the right.
You know, and you can bring it up there, and there's pretty good odds that we're going to cut your leader right off and retie a brand new leader the way we want it. Because, and you know, it's don't spend your money on your tapered leaders and all that if you're coming to Katmai. Let us handle from your fly line or from your main running spin, your main spinning line down to the lure. You know, your junctions and all that. Let us handle that.
You don't need
but
to bring
you've
any.
You got an 8-weight that you like. It's your rod.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't mind traveling with it, bring it. That's why you bought it. You know, and I say that too with the waders and stuff. We have all that stuff, and we have good waders, and we have good wading boots. But if you got a pair of waders that you really like, with the being the Gore-Tex world now, bring them. You know, that's kind of how I look at the rod thing. If you bought it to bring up, as long as it's not something that we can't use, I'll bring it on up, and you know, we'll rig it up with the leaders and everything that how we think works best, and you know, use your own tackle. Hell, that's why you bought it.
If you go on to katmai.com, you'll be able to see all that. If you go to our website, you can watch the videos, watch the video of the fish swimming in the water right below you. We have a actually one of the drones that went up there and took a beautiful scenic flight over a couple customers that are out there fishing, and you could literally see the chums in the water striking on the baits.
You'll be able to go onto the website
and see the gear, see what kind of gear we have. So it's a great website. Go check it out.
It's good gear. And so if you're fly fishing or conventional fishing, you're spin fishing, you have all the lures, all the flies, everything you need. You don't need to bring any of that.
That's correct.
That's a fact.
All right.
Yeah, we've got all the Luma stuff and all the Shimano stuff and all of that. You know, and it's all high-end, top-quality gear, you know. So if you don't want to bring it, you don't have to, you know.
There you go.
That's cool.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about we talk to next up to Kenny? He's calling us from Hawaiian Gardens this morning. Kenny, thanks for joining us.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, don't mean to throw you off the subject, but like far side activities, do you guys have any, like panning trips, like, you know, prospecting stuff or anything up there, too?
No, we don't. Not for a side trip, other than we have the flyouts. To go on the flyouts, we take you over to Brooks Falls. We take you to the 10,000 Smokes, different rivers that are around there. But you're pretty much, we don't want you out there panning with the bears around.
Yeah. Now, what I might add, too, is when you go, you're going to start in Anchorage. And Anchorage is kind of, it's the big city. It's
That's
the
correct.
Big city in Alaska. I can pretty much guarantee if you go on the web, you could find pretty much anything you want to do in Alaska out of Anchorage. So if that's something that you wanted to do to add on to your trip, just
go before, go after.
Yeah, just check
come
it out.
A couple
out
days and, before, yeah.
Yeah, come up day before, come up after, and spend some time up there. It's Anchorage is actually kind of a cool city.
It's a big city.
Kind of day.
It's big.
Yeah.
Everything's
yeah.
there.
I mean, it's big for Alaska. It's, 250,000 people? It's not big for Southern California, right? But it is, what is it? It's like 50% of the population of Alaska lives in Anchorage. Yeah. And Alaska's a big place.
It's a whole real big place.
Anyway, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Charlie, calling us from Gardena this morning. Hi, Charlie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Charlie. Go
ahead. Morning.
Good. Hey, listen, I had a two-part question for you guys. First of all, you guys know how many hour drive it is from, like, Anchorage to, or Seattle to Anchorage?
No, I have no idea.
That's a long drive.
I was wondering about driving up that way and doing that thing.
Well, there are people, you know, one of our guys that helps us out in the booth.
The Elkhorn Highway goes up there.
Dave Dolan did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, my brother-in-law last year took his motorcycle up to Whaler's Cove in Juneau. And you can actually put a car on a ferry, too, and go up there. But don't forget.
Just Google it.
Yeah, just Google it. Don't forget the difference between going to southeast Alaska, Sitka, Juneau, and going to Anchorage is a long way. It's a 2.5-hour flight from, or 2-hour flight, or 1-hour and 45-minute flight from Seattle to Sitka. It's, I think, a 4-4.5-hour flight from Seattle to Anchorage. So put it in terms, it's
a long
well
way.
Over twice the distance.
You're flying 2 hours and you're still in the state.
And you're still in the state. Yeah.
All right, thanks.
All right.
The other question I had was, do you know what kind of discounts you might expect at the show for Shimano reels?
Shimano doesn't discount.
Yeah, nope. Shimano's a non-discounting thing, so there'll be sometimes there's some value-added things that they'll do promotion-wise. You know, sometimes when you buy a Shimano reel, you might get a discount on Power Pro or things of that nature. But, yeah, Shimano's a top-quality product that's the same price year-round, on the web, in the shop, all the things all the way around.
There you go, Charlie. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to John. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everybody. I was kind of curious on daily bag limits, what you're allowed, how much and what you're allowed to bring back with you, and if there's any that are strictly catch and release.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Our rainbow trout grayling and Arctic char and Dolly Varden are all catch and release. Salmon-wise, we send every client home with 50 pounds of vacuum-sealed fillets.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And cleaned, vacuum sealed. It ends up being, you know, other than our king, it ends up being right around about a dozen fish, I think. I'm just guessing, but I think it's about over 20 fillets of salmon.
And so when our trip in July happens, we're going to mostly bring king salmon and sockeye salmon home, right?
Yeah. The king salmon, you can only have one a season as a non-resident. It has to be a male or a buckfish.
Uh-huh.
And so the majority of your salmon that you'll take home will be that nice red sockeye.
Yeah, which is the premium of premium when it comes to salmon, for sure.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Doggone it. It's nice. I like it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Doug from Montebello. Hi, Doug. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hi. I was wondering about the weather. Would I expect to get snow up there while I'm up there?
In July?
No, there'll be no snow.
No snow in
a little,
July.
Little liquid sunshine, maybe.
Absolutely. It rains
up there?
Yep. you can get a little weather, you can get a little wind, you can get a little sunshine, you get it all.
Yeah.
It really
might have one day that rains and 3 days that are sunny, or 3 days that rains and 1 day that's sunny. I mean, you really just, it's the weather.
There's never...
You can't predict it.
There's no place like Alaska for change in weather. It does not matter what it was the day before. It's going to be something different multiple times throughout the day the next day.
Yeah. And here, something else I should explain, too, is that being in the Bristol Bay area, being in Anchorage area, is very, very, very different than being in Southeast Alaska. It's a totally different world up there. It's tundra. It's not big forested areas.
That's correct,
right, guys?
Yeah.
A lot of mountains, of course, which is typical for Alaska. But the other thing, too, is you're another 2,000 miles north, which means...
Yeah, and west.
And west. And you're way west. And you are seeing sunshine pretty much almost 24 hours a day that time of the year.
That
right?
time of the year, yeah. It only gets dark usually about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Kind of twilight,
and
right?
Twilight, and then it starts getting light again at 3.
Yeah.
You know, you're out on the porch having a cocktail at 10 o'clock at night, and it looks like 5 o'clock in the afternoon in Southern California.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And that's
crazy,
one of the cool things about that whole experience.
And your clock
right?
gets messed up.
Your clock gets messed up, but you get used to it.
Yep.
Last
clock gets right, though.
Yeah.
The last 2 years I went for 7 days, first week of August, and a little cool in the morning. I never saw any rain. It was pretty much sunshine the whole day. A little breezy here and there, but you want breeze. Keeps the mosquitoes away.
Keeps those mosquitoes away.
Yep.
It's really pretty mellow weather, but you have to layer and be ready for kind of
if it changes that afternoon.
Because
it's
going to
be sunny in the morning, and then at 5 in the evening, you're driving home and you're getting your raincoats out.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it can change. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Ryan and Walnut, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I was just wondering, you answered a question on the grayling being there, but I was wondering if the Dolly Varden and the grayling, are they related to trout or salmon, or are they separate species of fish?
Jeff?
The Dolly Varden is a char. And that's, they're all salmonoids, but a Dolly Varden is a char family, which would be char, Dolly Varden, brook trout, lake trout.
Oh.
And then the grayling is more so in the whitefish family.
Oh, cool.
You know, they got a kind of a whitefish side to them. They got a big fin on them. They got kind of a down mouth. So, you know, they're all salmonoids, but they're not what I wouldn't call them in the trout family, but they're like cousins, you know.
Now, our Dolly, our char, excuse me, Are Dolly Varden and the grayling, are they anadromous? Are they fish that live in the ocean part of the time?
The char are the grayling or not. The Dolly Varden are the grayling or not.
Grayling or not.
The Dolly Varden migrate. If the Dolly Varden didn't migrate, they'd be called Arctic char.
Okay.
Okay.
The grayling is an entirely different thing.
Ah, okay.
Cool looking fish.
All right.
But they're about the coolest fish to see. I mean, with the great big fin. Pete, I know you've seen them before. You caught them up there.
Oh,
in fact, I've seen you holding one in a picture up there.
Oh, yeah. And big ones,
they're amazing,
too.
Though, right? Aren't they beautiful?
Oh, yeah. One of the most beautiful fish you'll ever see. And the ones you catch in Katmai are a little different than the ones you normally see, like, say, in Southeast Alaska or something like that. I mean, these things are huge.
They
fight.
Yeah. Yeah, they fight. They're fun.
They're big. Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're giving away a couple of great prizes. Find out who's going to Fred Hall and going fishing on the Daily Double. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fishermanslanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter. It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, the best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Shimano, rods, reels, and accessories. No one has a better selection of Shimano product than Fisherman's Landing Tackle. A must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Have you checked out the giant Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss right in the middle of Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddle board right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, no one does it better than the crew at Fast Lane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastLaneSailing.com.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winners of the package, including two tickets to go to the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. boy, it is so right around the corner, a couple weeks away. It's on Fred Hall Long Beach, and two tickets to go fishing aboard the Daily Double at a Point Lomas Board Fishing. Get it on the great fishing going on right now. Going to Kenny in UTC and Mike in El Cajon. Guys, congratulations. You're going to be so stoked with the goodies.
Kenny was on hold. We never could get to his call, but he was handsomely rewarded
for
that. And as we always say, is if we can't get to your call, you're certainly always eligible for those prizes. And Jeff Topp, thanks for joining us on the phone. I can't wait to go fishing with you at Katmai.
You got me fired.
Thanks, Pete. I'm looking forward to seeing you, too.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll see you at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach and Del Mar, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I was the first time I was down there in Long Beach last year, and you guys put on a good time down there.
It is a good time. All right. And, of course, Bob and Rob, thank you guys for coming.
Thanks
to
for having
studio
us, too,
here.
Pete.
It's really great. I might add that if you want to go this year to Katmai Lodge, there's still some deals, right?
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Week of the 23rd, week of the 30th, and then the week of August 27th.
Absolutely. Yeah. 15% off. Mention Let's Talk Hookup.
And you get the deal.
You get the deal.
For this year's.
Yeah. And then if you want to join us next year for our 2017 trip, it's July 15th through 19th. 4-day package discounted to $39.95. It's the by far, nothing will touch that for a remote Alaskan fly-out type destination.
That's a fact. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Go to our website.
Yeah.
Katmai.com.
Katmai.com. K-A-T-M-A-I. And all that is listed on our Let's Talk Hookup webpage, hookup1090.com. Go to the trips page and check that out. And thank you guys very much. We'll see
you
at Fred Hall Show.
Awesome,
thank
guys.
You guys.
Thanks,
all
for,
right.
Thanks
and
for
thank
having
you
us.
For listening today. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. It's the week before. And we'll have Mr. Mark Mills from Shimano right here in the studio with us on Saturday. And next Sunday, the tradition continues with John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Bart Hall from the Fred Hall Shows. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. See you back here on the Mighty 1090. And thanks to Adam for covering it all today.